Pastor Mai, hello and welcome to this episode of Agenda. I'm Ewan Gorn. Should Arbury, Rushen, Port Erin, Port St Mary, Maloo and Castletown all join forces to create a new southern local authority? That's the idea being floated by a commissioner ahead of the local elections, which could of course soon be delayed. On this special episode of Agenda, we speak to representatives of all five southern local authorities to see what they think about this proposal. The chairman of Port Erin Commissioners says local elections are the perfect time to talk about combining local authorities. Godfrey Eagy won the backing of fellow commissioners last week to reach out to neighbouring authorities and see if they'd investigate joining forces. He says if the public aren't asked about these issues, such as mergers and amalgamations, local representatives won't have the mandate to progress them. I met Mr. Eagy and asked him to explain his proposal.
It's a number of years I've been on the board, well, 2012 started from, and I've always been a believer that we should, the various authorities should be working closer together. This has been, you know, over the years, there's been hands held out to different authorities and not always been taken up. And a lot of the time, the public doesn't know when various authorities have been talking in the background or whatever. And this, I thought, was the right time. An election is coming up. Some might say, why do it when there's an election coming up? Well, this is the point where anyone coming forward, and we encourage people to come forward to take on the commissioner's roles, can go forward now and have their say and say, I'm standing because I believe in working together with the rest of the local authorities. That's why I want to do it. Or they can stand and they be behind so-called residents that say, I don't want to merge with somebody else and whatever. So they can then stand for that. So it's a good chance, because historically I remember speaking with other commissioners and they said, if they don't agree with working close together, then when it comes for voting, then the voters can have their say. But they can't have their say if the subject's not actually raised. They can't vote on something if it's not been asked.
So you're making it an election issue in some ways.
Yeah, I am. It is something I'm quite keen to see move forward. You know, we've talked about it, and I know there are other members of local authorities that we've talked about it. We're working well ourselves with Maloo commissioners at the moment. We're sharing our buying in bin wagons and road sweepers and things. It's clearly asking, move the next step forward, keep walking. And we know this can't happen in 5 seconds. This needs to take a number of years. Unfortunately, everything in government involved moves slowly, as we all know. But I think this is a trigger point. Let's get started and let's get everyone involved.
And is your personal view, just to clarify, that it will be of benefit?
Oh, most definitely, yeah. I can see in the future you'd have a reduction in administration staff. Yeah, you'd still probably need a lot of your core workers in your different areas. There's no reason, for example, some people will go, well, the rates have to be the same and everything. No, I would envision that the rates could be still different for different parish areas as they are now, because it can be all calculated out. It's not insurmountable on how to do it. Now, we've not investigated that far into it yet, but we want everyone to start investigating into it.
Inevitably, when the biggest authority in the south comes out and says, let's all work together, do you understand why other authorities might be like, hang on a minute, is this about Port Erin expanding?
Yeah, I understand fully what you mean, and I've seen that attitude when we've talked before with other people, which is quite clearly why I put in my original motion when I had initially, before we amended it, just mentioned merging, investigating with Rushen and Arbury, that we could then call it Rushen Parish or Southern Group. That's what I mean. We're not talking about Port Erin. I would envisage, as is in the plan that Rushen and Arbury are doing, which I think they're reducing to 3 members from each parish. Mm-hmm. I would envision that in the future this could be Port Erin down to 3, Port St Mary down to 3, Castletown 3, Maloo 3, whatever. I'm only guessing this. This is only subjective, you know, but this is the view. There's no reason we can't go this way and start looking this way.
Do you think it's inevitable that this might happen with or without local authority support? Do you think, you know, there's a risk government might turn around and say, look, there are too many authorities, we're going to force you to club together? Do you fear that?
Personally, I don't think the word fear is right. I probably
you wouldn't have control over it in the same way you are deciding it now, sort of by investigating it on your own back, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I think it's right for us to, as local authorities, to make that step now. And then I'm sure that the central government would actually support the authorities all the more for doing it. You know, the general impression I've received before is they'd be very supportive of linked authorities. I know The other thing we've raised recently is through the Southern Civic Community site is a suggestion which we've written to all the local Southern local authorities about a shared bin wagon, shared and operated through that. And that is a statutory board formed by all the other authorities at the moment. That could be a very way forward. Now, I know we have different ways of doing it at the moment, but it's a consideration that should definitely be taken on board. But there's definitely no plan in our minds to expand Port Erin. It's to be...
Well, apart from the boundary extension.
No, that's the boundary extension. As you know, we've chose to drop that. That's the plan. You know, I personally worded it. It came across really wrong, but as far as I'm concerned, we dropped the boundary extension altogether. Chested piece. That has gone on for far too long. I mean, to clarify our perspective, Port Erin first raised this in 2013 when we were approached by the developers. 2014, I think we officially took the first inquiry about changing the boundaries. For some reason, we don't know what reason, things seem to get parked and lost, and it dragged on and dragged on. Here we are in 2019. I think it's time, 20 even, sorry, with the 2019 attempt at the boundary extension. It's time it stopped. We move on, shake hands, and let's get working together. That's the way it should be.
I suppose if we look at Ballachillie as an example, the important thing there, I suppose, is ratepayers and rates and what they pay, and that's often the central part of the issue for, you know, people on the ground when it comes to local authorities. Yeah. So how would rates should change? Because if you all club together, you know, Port Erin is paying for things like housing and you know, having more staff, whereas Port St Mary will have a different makeup, likewise Maloo, Castletown. How does that all work in terms of people's bills? Because that's the bit that people are going to notice the most.
That is a very good question, and it certainly needs working out. I agree on that. As you said quite rightly at the moment, why the issue in Ballachillie went on was part of the estate in Rushen paid lower rates. The other part of the estates in Port Erin paid higher rates. They're like a few metres away from each other. So there's an unfairness there, which is where we really want the central government that's talking about it's ratifying and correcting the rates imbalance across the island to actually do something about it rather than talking about it. Yes, there still can be some disparity between the rates in the different areas, as I know they're talking about doing it by size, but obviously there'll still be the different ones which may have to pay slightly more in a different area. But we all live on a small island quite close to each other. We all go to Douglas. Douglas used to say it's unfair that we don't pay Douglas rates, but a lot of the time when we go to Douglas, we're supporting Douglas, we pay for parking in Douglas, we use the shops in Douglas, and then we go back home again and pay the rates there as well. So it's a disparity across the island, and it definitely needs fixing. Somebody with more brains than me is a sort of lowly commissioner, I'm afraid. But it certainly can be fixed, I'm sure, and balanced out fairly.
And just finally, we talked about bills. Service provision is the second element, I suppose, that ratepayers feel the most. Do you think a combined Southern Authority would deliver services in a better way? And by better, I mean, I suppose, cheaper, more efficient, more higher quality?
Yeah, it's most definitely on that, because we've been in some of that research already with the Southern Civic Group, Amenity Site, I should say. We've been doing research on that and looking at the efficiencies that could be improved just by collaborating with the amount of time that you send your bin wagon to go to the incinerator. The trips could be reduced greatly, used more efficiently. You know, it can investigate whether some people want to be two-weekly collection, could stay on two-weekly collections, them stay on weekly collection, can be balanced out. And a plus side would also be to do curbside recycling. All this could be taken on board if we had effectively a south. You know, admittedly, it does sound an awful lot like the central government has said that they wanted a central and a northeast, west and south. I'm only looking at it from the perspective of the south at the moment, but it could well be the way to go. It doesn't have to be a lot of individuality, because you're still going to have your own individual areas with your own individual commissioners to put forward their own individual ideas for that area. It's a bit like the regeneration theme we used to have for the south. Some of Port St Mary had input on what we did in Port Erin and vice versa in Port St Mary.
Do you not risk bureaucracy, though? I mean, that's been the argument against big super authorities, is you just have more layers of bureaucracy. It might be harder to get things done.
I can see your point on that as well. And it's one of the plus sides, is because you'd be forming a new one rather than us following on what we've been doing for hundreds of years or whatever. Hopefully we could make that a system that doesn't have to be too bureaucracy full. You know, again, this is to get the thing started. I don't know all those answers yet, but it'd be great to see if we can move forward.
And will you be around to feel the effects of your motion? Are you going to be standing in April?
Good question. At the moment, I'm swaying backwards and forwards, but I think I'm going to stand. But I feel that I'd like to see more of our own local boys come forward, and girls, of course. And if there's enough of them to stand, then I'd stand aside quite happily and see new ones in there, let them take it forward, and, you know, we start them on their ideas. And a number of the board members have done many, many years. A lot of people need to remember that when lots of people go forward to be commissioner, they're doing their bit for the area, the local area that they love. They want to help. They do it for free. It's a very small fee. Some people can collect for, you know, expenses and stuff like that. But you do it not for money, and you're not an MHK. You're not getting paid for doing it. So I encourage people to come forward, and we'll see what happens after the election.
The chairman of Port Erin Commission is Godfrey Eagy. Longtime Castletown Commissioner Colin Leather says authorities should always be willing to talk about closer working, but says it's not a hot topic on the doorstep with ratepayers. I asked him for his views on Mr. Eagy's proposal.
Well, we've been here before. We've had Time for Change 1 and 2, and several other ministers have had a stab at it since then and thought we should go down this, your local authorities should go down this route. It's very easy to say and very hard to implement. My first concerns would be the people and the ratepayers of Castletown and how well they will be represented in such an authority. As things get bigger, the area tends to lose its identity. And what's more important, not only for the towns in the Isle of Man, but for the island itself, that each area of the Isle of Man, each town and village has its own identity. And that is something that we must protect. We don't want the Isle of Man to look the same whether you go to Ramsey, Peel or Douglas or Castletown.
But wouldn't there be benefits for Castletown in the fact that you might be able to do more, spend more, there'd be more money available to Castletown, which at the moment is a tricky one?
I can see the argument for that, and until you get down to the nitty-gritty and start talking about this, and I'm all for talking about things, you, as a politician you don't dismiss things, I'm all for talking about it, but let's have a look what's in the small print and then you can start making decisions. Until then, you just have to say, right, this is where we're going to investigate it and see what comes out at the end of it. But as I say, we've had several goes at it before and they got nowhere. I can't see this going anywhere pretty soon now, because we've got a general election coming up, and it will take time for the new House of Keys to bed in, to get used to what they're doing. Plus, of course, we've got local authority elections coming up very soon.
Well, do you think it'll be an election issue, Colin? Do you think people will be talking about it on the doorstep?
I don't think so.
So why not?
Because not one person in Castletown has mentioned to me that the local authorities should join together. It's not being talked about at all.
Do you think it should be talked about?
Well, we can talk about anything. There's more concern about, for instance, dog fouling than amalgamating local authorities right now.
But do you think there needs to be a conversation with ratepayers to let them know how changing the way local authorities are might see better services, might see their bills go up or down?
I think it's always worth having a conversation about anything. I do not have a problem with that. All I'm saying is not one person in Castletown has mentioned to me that the local authority should join with another local authority, or the southern authority should join with another local authority. And I do get around the town and I do talk to people. People have other things on their mind right now.
Do you think, as a commissioner with that experience, do you think that it might get forced on you by government? And with that in mind, do you think maybe you should, as local authorities, take ownership of it rather than have it imposed on you?
Yes, definitely. Because the last thing we want is government to say, this is what you're going to do, rather than us say to government, we've had a little chat and we think we should do X, Y and Z, or we think it's a non-starter. So, yes, you always talk. You don't dismiss anything whatsoever.
Castletown Commissioner Colin Leather. Well, Arbury and Rushen commissioners are set to merge after local elections in April, if they go ahead, after the two respective boards took the historic decision to amalgamate last year. Arbury Vice Chair Jane Glover gave me her views on a possible another merger with Port Erin and other local authorities.
I think it's something that any commissioner, when somebody reaches out from any of the other authorities, you have to listen. And you have to engage in discussions. I think the timing is unusual in some respects, just before the election. I think some people think that it's actually something people are already talking about. I wouldn't say from my conversations with people, it's top of their agenda at the moment. So I think it's interesting.
Well, should it be top of their agenda? Is it a good thing to investigate?
I think it's always good to investigate any option.
So what would be the benefits of investigating it?
There may be possibilities that there could be by working together, like a lot of the authorities already do. You may find that there's different ways of working that may bring better services for parishioners. Equally, it could go the other way. You might meet with the people, talk through the various options, and discover that what you're doing actually is the best thing for the ratepayer already.
Is it too much too soon for Arbury and Rushen? Because you're going to merge after the election, assuming there will be an election, because obviously that's in doubt with coronavirus. Do you need to see how that goes first?
I think the ratepayers, it's probably a little bit too much for them to have to think about at the moment. They did a lot of thinking with regards to the consultations we did about the merger. So they've had a lot to take on board already. That's not to say that you can't talk to them about it, just to see what their feelings are. But yes, it's a big period of change for those ratepayers already.
Do you think you need to start now, though, because it's unlikely, as you've mentioned, that anything is going to happen on that for, I don't know, maybe the next administration, the administration after that? There are so many authorities involved. Do you think it would be of benefit to start the conversation now, so in maybe 4 or 5 years' time, you do know what the situation is and what the benefits could be, so you could at least present them and you've actually done some research?
I don't think there's any harm in doing that, but something we do have to bear in mind is that you have members on a board at the moment that might not be here after the next election. So it could be that I go out, have a lot of conversations with people, but then I'm not on the board the next time round. So I don't think there's any harm, but I'm just wondering, would there be a lot of value in doing that at this moment in time?
What for you as a commissioner is the most important thing that you'd have to think about when you were thinking about joining forces with other authorities? Is it the rates, the financial impact on the ratepayer, the services? What is it that's most important?
It's the value for money that the ratepayers get. So it's knowing what services the parishioners want you to deliver, how they want you to deliver them. And then, yes, of course, the cost will be a big factor to them. But personally, I don't believe that, keep the rates down is the way ahead. It's about the service delivery, the value for money that they get.
And do you have any apprehension when a larger, inverted commas, authority extends the hand of friendship in this way? Because some have suggested that, you know, smaller authorities naturally have a resistance to larger authorities and perceived threat of expansion or taking control over smaller authorities. As a more rural authority, do you worry about that kind of thing? Or is that a sort of myth that gets bandied around?
I don't think it's a myth, and I think some people do believe that, but particularly with this merger now going ahead, we're actually the second largest authority in the south. And I think if you turn it the other way round, if they were to have discussions with us, they may well actually find, well, actually, it's quite a threat the way that they operate to our model. So it could roll reverse.
The Vice Chair of Arbury Commissioners, Jane Glover. You're listening to Agenda on Manx Radio. Maloo commissioners have a close relationship with Port Erin already. The two share a waste collection vehicle and investigate closer ways of working. The chairman of Maloo, Nigel Baisley, says investigating those closer relationships is the way to go.
I think it's something that has to be explored and really makes sense in many ways, because there are savings to be made by running things like that. I mean, to give you an example, I know, for example, the Southern Amenities site are putting out their feelers about having a bin collection across the whole southern area. Now, if you think about that, it takes roughly an hour for a bin lorry to go from here, for example, to the energy from waste plant and come back. Now, if we finish on a Thursday afternoon, or the guys finish on, say, a Thursday afternoon at 3 o'clock, and they've only got half a ton, it would make perfect sense if we were a joined up authority for them to move on to the next village, which might be Castletown, for example, fill the lorry up and then go back, rather than just have half a lorry. There's a saving for the environment, there's a saving for costing, which of course that is reflected in the rate. So I think there are numerous pluses to actually having a joined up approach to things and sharing resources.
Are you concerned about a potential loss of representation for your local area? Should there be a sudden authority with all of them combined?
Well, it depends how this done. personally, and I'm saying personally, I think that if we don't work together as authorities to make this happen, it will be imposed on us by government. I really think that.
So why do you think that?
Well, if you look at it from the point of view, the duplication of effort and everything else, if we don't, governments obviously spends money, right? So if we're seen to be wasting money, then it makes much sense for the government to say, well, hang on, you're wasting money and you're not actually doing anything to try and save things and trade the environment. And if we don't do that, then government will actually start saying, well, hang on, if you're not willing to do it, then we will force it on you.
Well, what's the benefit of you deciding to do it over them forcing you to do it? Isn't the outcome going to be the same?
No, because I think if we do it and we do it together and we can go to them and we can, I'm hoping that if we started to work together and show that we can do it as separate authorities, we can actually start getting some powers back into the local government that we don't have at the moment. It's a bit like having a child. If your child shows the ability to do it, you will go with them as opposed to forcing something on them. So I do feel that if we can work together and show that we can work as a unified authority, but without losing our representation, our individuality, I think it will be a big plus.
Do you think the ratepayers need to be presented with as much information as they can be about this idea before any decisions are made?
I think it's how far it goes. I don't think things like the Southern, you know, having one bin lorry collection, for example, whether it be the Southern Civic Community site or done or whatever, no. But if it was to start leading to amalgamization of various commissions and towns, then yes, you would. As long as nobody actually loses their individuality, I don't think it would affect the ratepayers other than to save money.
Well, what about your income? Because obviously Malou is well supported with business rates, so you could argue it's slightly more wealthy as a result, and they can do more with that money. What if you joined up with other maybe poorer parishes and had to spread that wealth? Would Malou not be worse off?
Well, Malou already contributes a disproportionate amount to the Southern Amenity site. So we're already putting in there, and surely that's the whole point, isn't it? If it's done on a proportion of the size of the actual area, parish, then obviously we're paying more, we already pay more. So yes, I would say that that's actually part of the possible solution of people feeling that Malou get a disproportionate amount of rate.
The chairman of Malou Commission is Nigel Baisley. And finally, on agenda, Michelle Haywood, the chair of Port St Mary Commissioners, says a joint authority bears investigation, but it isn't necessarily the right approach. She gave her thoughts to me.
Personally, I think that we should explore whatever economies of scale we can, and if that means working together closely with local authorities and other local authorities, then that would be obviously a sensible move. I would not like to see less local representation.
Do you think that would happen in a super authority?
It's almost inevitable, and you can look in Garth and there is less representation for each of the wards that now make up the combined authority there. That's not necessarily that's a bad thing. They are smaller jurisdictions anyway. But obviously Port St Mary is quite a large housing authority, and as is Port Erin. And so I think there would be a tendency that they would potentially dominate some of the smaller authorities, and that would be to the detriment of those residents in those areas.
But don't you think that Manx ratepayers are overrepresented at present?
Yes, and that's why we tried to reduce the size of Port St Mary board. I think what we have to recognise actually is a lot of the activities that would have been board decisions in the past are now regulated. So if we look at housing allocation, for example, it's all done on a point system, so it's run by officers. So I think in that regard, boards should be setting policy and strategy. There shouldn't be that much day-to-day management going on. And now policy and strategy could equally be set by some sort of joined-up thinking. And in fact, we've been crying out for a waste management proposal at national level, and that would affect all the boards. And if we were working to the same hymn sheet, then that would be marvellous.
Do you not think there would be benefits in joining up with other authorities in this potential sort of political power that you might have more generally if you were combined?
I don't think so in terms of political power. The power of local authorities is limited, and their responsibilities are limited as well.
That was Dr. Michelle Haywood, the chair of Port St Mary Commissioners. Well, that's all from this programme. We'll be back with more from Agenda soon, and you can listen again to this episode online via the Manx Radio website or through Spotify. But for now, Gurumayu and goodbye.